Casey Abba. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. East Coast Radio.
Residents are making desperate calls for help as the violence and looting rage on.
There's been running gun battles, gunshots in the air.
South Africa in a nutshell.
Alrighty, usually South Africa in a nutshell is serious, it's tense, we speak about things that make us sad, but today, I am actually going to do something extremely different. And I am going to tell you that I have on the line someone who is very, very important. So let me give you a heads up. On the 23rd of July, 2022, Banyana Banyana won against Morocco, beating them 2-1, making them champions of the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. And right now, on the line, I have assistant coach Tina Sonke Mbuli. Hi.
Hello.
You need to be more excited. Congratulations. I am so excited to speak to you. Like, obviously, you guys are like a hot commodity right now. It was so difficult to get you, but it's perfect because we got you in Women's Month. Happy Women's Month, first of all.
Thank you. And happy Women's Month to you too.
Thank you so, so much. So obviously the question on everybody's mind, right? So throughout the whole tournament, would you say that you guys knew, even for a second, that the cup was coming back to South Africa? And be honest, even if you seem as if you are being overly confident or you only saying it because you won, did you have any idea?
Not during the tournament, before the tournament. We came close 2018. 2018,
yes.
We lost to Nigeria in the final on penalties. So before we went to Morocco, we sat down with the senior players, and they said they want to win the tournament. That was their goal. Obviously, the goal was to qualify for the World Cup, but then winning the tournament. So after that meeting, we knew that half of the job is done.
Yes.
So for us, the special team was just to prepare them, make sure that they achieve their goals.
Oh, that is so incredible. Okay, the question on also everybody's mind is the fact that you guys, probably when we look from the outside looking in, you all don't get as much support as the other team. I'm just going to say the male team. And it's important that we speak about this in Women's Month. All of a sudden, you guys are now getting so much attention. You all are being celebrated. Do you feel like it's genuine? Or are you guys just receiving it as it comes and are saying, you know what, it's about time we get recognized? Or are you saying, oh, this is so fake?
I think the time we won the tournament on the 23rd at night, we were happy, excited. I think Usne Tembo, our media officer, said to me, yes, guys, we don't know what we've done. Because we were just happy, like normally happy, like just winning a game. But then after arriving in OR Tambo and that welcoming, and then it started sinking in to say, okay, guys, this is how much it means to a country. These people are not just supporting us, maybe on social media or anywhere, but they were there at the airport welcoming us, and it was so emotional, touching, and that's when we knew how much this thing big to South Africans. So I hope it was not just that day or this week or last week. I hope even they go support the women's game. They go, because we have a league. They go support anything from their areas just to show support for women's football.
Okay, where to from here? What are you guys preparing for right now? What is it looking like?
Oh, the big one is the World Cup. Obviously, next day is the World Cup.
Yeah,
but then we have COSAFA Cup now in August. And then we have FIFA international break in October, November, and February, March, leading up to World Cup. We are hoping that we will get to play friendly games with the top teams, because that's the only way you can prepare yourself for the World Cup, playing against the top nations. Yeah.
Okay. So for a person like me who previously, like, I was honest with you before we actually came on air, I was like, you know what? I never watch sport. It's not even a thing. It's women's football or anything. I never used to watch sport. But for some reason, when you guys won, I was like, oh, I feel included. I feel like, okay, now I can watch. For someone who's not clued up as to how big you'll actually are and what you'll do. What would you say to them? And how would you actually tell them? You know what? You actually better watch women's football.
I hope that someone like you, after the 2010, you start watching women's football. And I'm sure we're not the only one.
Yes.
There's so many people who are like that. We hope that what we've done, we can change the mentality of so many people that, yes, there's women's football. You can watch the game. The girls can play.
Yes.
Exactly. Just we are hoping that we get more support. We are hoping that we get more corporate coming in to sponsor our women's football, not just Banyana, just Doom. Even if it's just a team, even if it's anything that will promote women's football, we are hoping with corporate will come in after this. My worry is that I hope that this is not just a hype for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yes.
I just hope after this we'll get major sponsorship coming on board. To support our women's football.
Oh, first of all, well, lastly, congratulations once more.
Thank you.
All the best with the World Cup. We are super proud of you as a country, and we wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you so much. We are happy that we've made so many South Africans happy, including you. Hopefully that just from this weekend you'll watch women's football.
Yes, because I've spoken to you now, I'm kind of obliged. So I promise you, I will watch women's football. I made a promise live on air on East Coast Radio. Okay, I can't break
you.
It.
Thank you
so much. That was Tina Sonke Mbuli, who is the assistant coach for Banyana Banyana. What a way to kick off Women's Month. I am proud to be South African, and I am proud to be a woman.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.